Hey, good evening. I hope everyone is doing well. Again, please keep sending in topics. I've got a number of good ones down the pipe here. But tonight's topic is going to be a very pointed question, but I'll give it a little bit of a background. So tonight was submitted by Ricky Goldschmidt, and he had the following shiloh for me. He had some yayin, ein mevushel yayin in his house, wine that was opened and not mevushel. We'll go through those details, which, of course, if a goy were to touch that bottle would be usher. It's called stam yayinam. And he wanted to know if he mixed it with yayin mevushel, cooked wine, which is not a problem of a goy touching such a bottle. If you mix it together and there's rove, there's a majority of yayin mevushel, whether or not you could leave that bottle around unclosed, would that be an issue? By putting more yayin mevushel into yayin ein mevushel, would that be okay? A taroves of different wines. That was the question. So let's just do a little bit of a background on the institution of stam yayinam and yayin mevushel and how it plays out halacha l'maisa. So just backtrack to the pasuk. There's a pasuk that tells us that yayin nesach is where actual wine was taken and poured as a form of avodah zara. That's an issur d'oraisa. Came along Pinchas in the Torah. Pinchas was gozer even on stam yayinam, which means even wine that was not used for avodah zara, but it was simply touched, or an open bottle of wine was touched by a non-Jew, that's an issur d'rabbanan of stam yayinam that was instituted by Pinchas, and then it was evolved through the institution of Daniel, and it became an issur of stam yayinam. Any wine, even not used by avodah zarah, would be usur because of stam yayinam. Now, just to highlight the severity of such an issur of stam yayinam, normally we think it's a joke, it's a d'rabbanan, it dates back to Pinchas, but still. So just to add some fuel to the severity of it, so the Chida writes that a person who drinks stam yayinam, so not only is you're violating a din d'rabbanan, which in general one's chai misa for being over on a din chachamim, he says such a person based on the Zohar has no om haba, and one comes back as a donkey because the word chamor, that yayin in Aramaic is a chamar, which is like a donkey. So one comes back as a gilgal of a donkey, and not a very pleasant punishment. So it's a very severe isser, even though it was a d'rabbanan type of institution. Moreover, the Ramah, who doesn't often talk about a tikkun, how to do tshuva for averas, for stam yayinam, he says, if you want to do a tikkun, you have to fast for 5 days, connected different dinim, and there's a whole slew of tikkunim that the Ramah doesn't normally talk about, but he does mention by stam yayinam. So it is a very serious isser, even though it's not a deraisa. So now, stam yayinam was usur for all wine across the board. Again, if a goy touches a open bottle of wine, that wine is usur to be used. You can't get hana. That's another topic of what type of hana maybe, but you can't drink it. That's certain. What about yayin mevushel? What do you cook wine? So everyone agrees that yayin mevushel is not subject to stam yayinam. If a non-Jew were to touch it, it would be fine. So what's the reason? Why is yayin mevushel exempt from such a gezeira? So there are 4 reasons brought down by the Yeshonim. The Rambam says, because since it's not fit for a mizbeach, therefore it's disqualified. Only that which we could use for carbon, for our base of mikdash, would be subject to a isser of stam yayinam. And since yayin mevushel is disqualified, like we mentioned yesterday, from the mizbeach, it's not subject to stam yayinam. That's the first reason. Second reason is the Ran. The Ran says similarly, but he says not because of what we use in our mizbeach, but the goyim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, would not use such a wine. It's considered inferior. So yayin mevushel won't be used for Avodah Zarah, and therefore not subject to stam yayinam. The third reason is the Rajba, because yayin mevushel changes its flavor, its taste, is a different shame. So only natural wine is subject to nisach yayin rather to stam yayinam, but once it goes through a transformation, it's cooked, it loses its flavor, and it's degraded, and therefore not subject to stam yayinam. And the fourth reason is the Rush and the Ritva, that's not common. In the times of the Gezerah, it was very uncommon to cook wine. And we have a concept in halacha, milsa de lo shchicha. Something that's uncommon, lo gazrinan. They did not make a gzera on that which is uncommon. So 4 reasons again why yayin mevushel is exempt from stam yayinam. Either because it's not fit for our mizbeach, or because Ovdei Avodah Zarah won't use it for their mizbeach, or because it changes its whole taste and shame, or because it's not common. These are 4 reasons. Now, how cooked does something have to be for yayin mevushel? So this is a machlokas as well in the Rishonim. Ramban says once you cook it to the point of a bishul. What's bishul? So if you look at Hilchos Shabbos, the Gra points out bishul by Hilchos Shabbos is yad soleh this bow. If it hits yad soleh this bow, whatever point that is for a bishul would be the same level of bishul necessary to make something yayin mevushel. However, there's a Yushalmi that says it has to get to a point where it starts evaporating some of the yayin from the intense heat. It loses some of the volume. So unclear which one is more, which is hotter. Are they very different? So when the Shulchan Aruch brings a halacha of yayin mevushel, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, he says, yayin mevushel shelonu, our cooked wine, shenaga bo ovei kochavim, that non-Jew touches the yayin mevushel, it's mutter. It's not subject to stam yinam. Umei nikra mevushel, when is it called cooked? Mishir tiach agabe ha'ech, when it begins to boil, which the Gra says is yad soleh this bo. But the shach on the side says, no, it means when it starts losing its volume and some of it begins to evaporate. So again, it's unclear how much of a discrepancy there is, but yayin mevushel is pater, exempt from stam yenim. The problem is, nowadays, our yayin mevushel, is that going to be the same halacha? So nowadays, I don't know all the technical, the technicalities of how hot it gets and what they do. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman says that nowadays, yayin mevushel, it's like pasteurization, and they boil it to remove the bacteria or to prevent bacteria. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman says nowadays, yayin mevushel is not yayin mevushel according to halacha. Meaning, even if they boil the wine, it will still be yayin ein mevushel, and still subject to stam yenim. Why? Because number one is, it does not change the flavor. If you have two, kedem wine, that's yayin mevushel, and yayin ein mevushel, you will not be able to tell the difference in taste. You have no idea. The only way you know it is because one says mevushel, one says ein mevushel. So the taste doesn't change, number one. Number two, Shlomo Zalman says, it doesn't lose its volume. The level of temperature that they use maintains the volume before the process and after the process. And number three is, he says, it's very common to do yayin mevushel. In the times of the Gezerah, it was uncommon. But now, yayin mevushel is very common, and therefore would be subject to the Gezerah. So therefore, going back to all the reasons, other than the Rambam's Mizbeach reason, the other three reasons Rav Shlomo Zalman says are not relevant, he says, is not relevant, and therefore, yayin mevushel is not really mevushel according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, however, in Yardeya Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Aleph, and also the Rav Chaim, Rav Avadia Yosef also writes this, that he thinks Yayin Mevushel Bezman Hazeh is Yayin Mevushel. You could certainly rely on it. Rav Moshe says it gets to a very high temperature, well beyond Yad Soleh this bow. It loses volume, and therefore it is subject to Yayin Mevushel, and not a problem at all of Stam Yenim. So that's the basic issue of Yayin Mevushel. So now that we've established these Yayin Mevushel and Yayin Ein Mevushel, what happens if you mix them together? Can I take a little Yayin Ein Mevushel and pour a lot of Yayin Mevushel in it to make this now not subject to Stam Yenim? There is a percentage of Ein Mevushel in here, but there's a larger percentage of Mevushel. What's the halacha? So there are three opinions when it comes to mixing Yayin Mevushel and Yayin Ein Mevushel. And the Beis Yosef quotes all three. One opinion is that Rove, as long as Rove of Mevushel, it's able to disqualify the Ein Mevushel. You just need majority of Mevushel. But then he quotes another opinion that says no. When it comes to diluting wine in general, the Gemara calls Yain Chai, that's raw wine. Back then their wine was very potent. You couldn't drink it plain, you had to dilute it. So the Gemara says the dilution ratio was 6 to 1 of water to wine. There's a lot of water to the wine. Very different than nowadays. Our wine is not as potent. So you need. So if we want to be mevatel the yayin mevushel, yayin ein mevushel rather, you need six times the yayin mevushel to be mevatel it. So those are the two basic deyas. And then there's a third opinion that says we don't really know ratios well. We don't know how to measure things properly, and therefore best to avoid any type of mixing. So how do we paskin? Can you mix them together to avoid the problems of stam yenim? So the Mechaber addresses, the Ramah addresses the question straight, and he writes in Simon Sif Hay in the same Simon of Kuf Chav Gimel. The Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim Dimisharin. You measured based on the water dilution, 6 to 1. If there's 6 mevushel to 1 ein mevushel, that's mevatel, and it wouldn't be a problem of stam yenim. But then he quotes another Yesh Omrim. If it's no, you need a mevushel rove. If there's rove, that's sufficient. You don't need 6 to 1. It's enough to have 51% mevushel to 49% ein mevushel. So then you look at their amount, you're fine. If they're 6-1, you're certainly fine, and maybe you can rely on the 51%. But then the Shach says on the side, he quotes the Shita of the Or Zeruah that says, since we don't know ratios well, it's best not to ever allow mixing at all, unless there's a Hefset Merubah or there's already a practice to be Makel. Outside of that, the Shach says, best to avoid it, and therefore, it doesn't work when you pour the Mavushal into the Ein Mavushal. So what do you want to do if you want to leave Ein Mavushal in the house with a Goy? So the two basic answers, maybe I'll get to this on Sunday, one is to hide it in such a way, the other one is to seal it in a proper way. You need a double chasima in order to make sure it wasn't tampered with, but maybe we'll save this for Sunday or we'll do a different topic next week. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.